What up, world? We live, locked and loaded.
Yo, not yet.
One second.
Te digo, está cabrón.
Papi,
ese flow es otra cosa, papi.
What up? Yeah. What up, world? What time is it right now? It's After Party Radio Show. We out here on your radios, man. We got it lit right now. We making history today, guys. I got two. Actually, two. There's only two. We got both of my co-hosts with me today. Nice. It's the first time this actually ever happened.
It's the reunion at the after party.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
After party.
I got Josie in the building with me.
Hey, what's good? I miss y'all. It feels so good to be back, Beto.
I got Stephanie in the building.
The new baby.
And this is what I'm going to say, man. Even though Steffi's a baby, she came in here like she about to open up for Farruko,
yes.
Bad Bunny.
J Balvin. Like, she could have been in a SpongeBob song video with J Balvin.
I'm ready to join the Spice Girls. What's poppin'?
Yeah.
Yo, meet me outside. How about that?
Ric Flair.
Huh?
I'm just saying.
We got...
What?
We also have... y'all are too much. What?
Let's talk about it.
We also have Smoochie in the building.
Smoochie,
papi, que lo que
es? How about that? Smooching me this one.
What?
Oh, wow. Smoochie, wow. There's a lot of estrogen on the radio right now.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I feel like, yo.
Smoochie, welcome to the After Party Radio Show. We appreciate you being out here.
Hold on. I'm so jealous about you. I'm so jealous, dude. You got two beautiful girls next to you. Oh, my God. This is badass.
You got one next to you. Don't be so jealous.
Wow.
You got one right here.
She just touched me. You know, it's good.
Do we need, like, the Me Too movement involved? Let me know. I'll call him up real quick. I got him on speed dial, baby.
Smoochie, how you doing? Thank you for coming out.
I am good. Guys, I'm having the best time of my life.
I love it.
And the show just started, guys. I'm like...
Let's take a shot, Smoochie. Come on.
A shot. All right, here we go.
It's an After Party Radio Show.
Here we go.
It's an After Party Radio Show, damn it.
Salud.
Blessings. So the world may not know, Smoochie, you're a radio personality out here in Los Angeles, California. Let's talk a little bit about that journey and... how you got here, man?
Well, let me tell you, dude. It's been a rough journey, like you said. I've been in the game for like 18 years, bro. 18 years, bro.
So
18.
We're not even gonna ask you how old you are.
No, we're not gonna.
That's off topic.
I mean, we're like,
He's got to be 22 with this blue hair right here.
Exactly.
It's actually green.
Oh, is it blue? Oh,
are we having a discussion?
Is that blue? It looked like my Frenzy logo.
No. Remember that. Is it blue or is it yellow?
The dress.
Are we having that moment?
You're gonna become a meme now, bro.
It's just crazy. No, but it's been a rough.
Where'd you start, Smoochie? Because you weren't always in LA, right?
No, I actually started in like Luba, Texas. That's a city probably like 5,000 people there. 5,000 people
if
there.
If you would have to advertise Texas for someone that hasn't been there, what would you say good about your...
Did you say sexes?
Texas.
Oh, not my bad. I'm sorry.
She said sexist.
I thought she said...
I
you heard it too?
Yeah, I heard it.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
I'm going to base on psychology. You want to hear what you want to hear.
Wow. There you go. Y'all's mind is somewhere else. Y'all are trying to...
You should have known with that Bad Bunny outfit over here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Smoochie, so you started out in Texas, you said, and what kind of what radio station was it? Was it regional? It was
regional radio, regional Mexican. Then after that, I went to like Spanish pop. I worked there for like 4 years, 3 years. Then I moved to Vegas, did radio in Vegas. Radio is cool to live it, but you know what? No, you know what? Let me take that back.
Talk your truth, man.
You know what I mean?
Is that shot?
What did she say?
Talk that.
Did she just cuss?
Yeah, she just cussed.
Hey, if y'all don't know, now it's new on the After Party Show. If you cuss, you got to put a dollar in the tequila college fund.
Don't trip.
I'm going to put on her credit. Don't trip. Go ahead.
You know what? Radio in Vegas is dope because you have work like every day, but you waste it every day. You know what I mean, you get paid and you're like, you know, you're popping bottles. Yeah, you're popping bottles and everything. Like, so your money goes quick. But then I ended up here in LA like in 2006 and I did radio for like a lot, like three radio stations. I did like, I don't want to promote the radio station, but I did work for like a old hip hop station here in LA.
Okay.
You already know who that station is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
There's only a couple, so we.
Yeah, it's only one of them, right? It's only one of them. The place like, back in the day, whatever that station is, whatever.
You guess it. Put two.
And then I ended up in like the station that I've been there for like a long time, for like probably like 10 years. nice. 10 years. And like, you know what I mean? It just,
so Smoochie, you kind of went from Texas to Vegas to LA. I thought you were in the Bay at one
yes,
point.
Yes, I was in the Bay, but I was in the Bay with the same radio station for like, probably like 2 years. But nobody remembers the Bay. Nobody remembers
first
the Bay.
First of all.
Let's just be,
hey,
let's
shout
be
to the Bay, though.
Shout out to the Bay. I know some real ones. I know some real ones in the Bay.
Hey, bro, nothing happens in the Bay.
Hey, baby.
You've been messing with the wrong people because a lot goes down in the Bay.
I know they go doo-doo dumb.
They go dumb.
Wow.
Smoochie,
shake your dread.
What inspired you to do radio? Like, where did that, was that just kind of like a little boy and like his dream was like, I want to be on there. I want people
to listen
to me.
Was that something that you dreamed of ever since?
He just wanted to be a singer, damn it.
No, you know what?
Quería ser reggaetonero.
You know what? Small little story. I went to UCLA and I was, this radio station came and they were like I guess hiring for people and like, hey, whoever gets the mic and hype the crowd. Sorry. And then I got the mic and I thought I was a rapper, bro. Like, literally.
Oh, he's spinning bars.
I was like, yo no soy rapero, pero tengo mi estilo. A tu lado que es mucho bien en el camino. Yo sigo improvisando. Pásame el diccionario. Like, stuff like
keep
that.
Going, keep going.
Then, but then the people. Then the people were like, this guy's dope, eh? And I was not afraid of the mic.
That's dope.
And then they hired me. They hired me on the spot. I didn't, back in the days, it was like the Spanish rock was popping.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ended up working for a Spanish radio station. And
okay.
So you ended up kind of gave you the opportunity and you ended up just finding the real passion in it and you just kept living the dream.
You know what? I always say that I'm a people person. You can teach anybody to use a computer. But if you don't have the people skills, you can't teach that.
You can't connect with people.
Yeah, what he's saying is he's a natural, baby.
That hair is natural.
Yeah, either an extrovert or introvert.
Papi tiene flow, es lo que él dice. Que papi tiene flow.
Papi, le vamos a poner candela para que prenda.
Where are you originally from? Like your ethnicity, your family,
your
background.
Es mexicano, no le
Latino. What do you mean? People people are going to find out on your show. Exclusiva.
Exclusiva.
This is exclusive, bro. This is exclusive.
Spill the tea.
On my social media, I always say I'm Puerto Rican, you know what I mean? Because I was there for like 3 months, right? But just
you can't claim Puerto Rico if you were there for three months.
Hey, you do because you get the flow. Empieza a hablar como puertorriqueño. Ya tú sabes, mami, vamos a ponerle candela para que prendas. You know what I mean? You got to do it. But I'm Mexican.
Rep that.
Me está todo, blah, blah, blah. Just say you're Mexican.
You know what? You remind me of Luis Miguel. He was claiming Mexico. However, he was, Argentinian and Spanish?
You know, you're alone on this one,
Hold on.
I'm throwing my nerd facts. I don't know the facts on this one.
Somebody did their research today.
Stephanie, you remind me of Mariah Carey. You know what I mean? Luis Miguel, Mariah Carey.
Oh,
I thought he was going to start singing the Usher song. You remind me of
Smoochie. So,
I don't know.
We were talking a little bit off air. Smoochie and I were having a little conversation.
Ooh, how personal did that?
So Smoochie actually works for Mega 96.3. Yes. You guys, if you don't know that, it is a reggaeton station, right? So Smoochie, we were talking about earlier, was it earlier this year, last year, you had a co-host and your co-host left and he's on air on his morning show by himself. And ratings came in, and he's actually number 3. Exactly. And now,
talk that.
And now we're thinking, right? All right, number 3. He's number 3, but no, I give him full on credit because he's competing with every station out here in LA, and his genre is actually reggaeton. And the stations that are above him are regional Mexican. So technically, Smoochie is out here handling it by himself, and he is number 1.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, we'll take a shot to that, Devin.
I don't have no more.
Don't trip. It's our call.
Voy a beber el nombre.
I got tequila.
Okay. Somebody's been babysitting over there.
She's babysitting.
I didn't know the kids were here with us here today.
I know, she's babysitting.
Actually, shout out to the family. You brought the fam
kids
with you,
babies.
Man.
You know what?
They're not my kids. I just take care of them. Not even joking. If there's one thing about Smoochie, you know what?
My props to you, Smoochie.
No,
I'm not in love. I'm in love with myself.
Wow.
Woman
in empowerment. If there's one thing about you, is you're always about the hustle. You're always about the hustle, and you're always doing shows. You're always doing this, but you always have your kids by you, and I think that's dope because you don't ever stop being a dad. Like, that's your priority right there.
Yes.
And And here you are drinking and they're just watching you. What an example. I love it.
Nice. As a matter of fact, when I met your other co-host, Stephanie, I had my daughter there at that concert.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean.
Ashley is a real one. Shout out to Ashley and Ian. Ashley is always out there supporting. She's out there.
She on the scene doing social media.
Hopefully I was on my feet on that concert.
Wow. They carry you out. I just remember that.
That's why you remember her.
Yes.
She was like, that was that Guatemalan girl that got pulled away on the stretcher. That was her.
Okay, can you remind me what concert it was? Because like my brain is like dead.
I think that was at a Kimi Ken White concert.
Ooh, okay, that's one.
Yeah, she remembers now. She's like,
Steph, you've been in these streets, Steph. Remember that?
She for the streets.
Not like that.
She for the streets.
Not like. Let's take a shot. Yeah, hello.
Guys, I'm having a great time. Let me tell you, I'm having the best time right
now. You know what?
And it's a vibe here.
You were being so extra about coming on.
Wow.
Aren't you glad you came?
She's lying. You know what I mean? Actually, I brought my lawyer, guys. I mean, if you didn't know about Josie, you know what I mean?
She looked like a lawyer.
Yeah, she is a lawyer.
I look good. What y'all talking about?
You do look good. Hello.
Wow.
Smoochie, so it's the After Party Radio Show. You know, we get down to business out here.
Okay.
So, we're about to... What's going on with you in this personal life? Are you dating? Are you single? Should we set you up on a date?
Shout out to the baby mamas.
Should we create you a Tinder account?
What do you get? ¿Qué es lo que tú buscas, papi? ¿Qué es lo que tú buscas?
You know what? There's actually a website, Latinos Unite.
Hug me up, bro. Hug me up.
Yeah, man. You know what? She has to make tortillas by hand to be on the website.
Wow, is that a requirement?
Yeah, that's a requirement.
You know what, guys?
First of all, I flip them with the...
That's why we have the nail so long now.
Shout out to the Tequila College Fund growing as we speak.
Yes.
It's growing, baby.
Another dollar.
Do we need to find you a day? Are you single? What's going on with you?
Before this, guys, you know what? This is a question for you ladies. Why you guys ghost somebody? How come you can't be like, you know, straight up and say,
look,
you know what? It didn't work out. You know what, guys? You know what? I didn't feel your flow. Don't ghost somebody, guys.
Okay, I have to speak of my best friend.
Yo, they be ghosting,
friend.
Yo. That's true.
I just did it the other day.
Here, I have to speak on my best friend's behalf because she is a master of ghosting people.
Wow. It ain't that hard, right, girl? It ain't that hard.
What
is too
she's
easy.
Cracking up here.
It's
this
too
is why,
easy.
This is why she left Switzerland, huh? I understand now.
Too,
I get it.
It's too easy. You know
this
what?
This is why she left Let Swiss me,
I'm going to give you some free advice here. I'm going to give men free advice. I'm going to answer your question.
Let me tell you
something.
I'm taking a shot. I'm getting stressed out.
Take a shot. I need a shot because...
Bro, this is getting intense here, right?
Don't worry. I'm going to get you guys home safely. I promise. I'm going to answer y'all's question. I feel like if the woman is on a roll, and I'm speaking from experience, if the woman has goals set and she is going after something, and you got a man that's just kind of clingy, and I'm not saying you don't have anything going on, but maybe you were looking for something she wasn't, and maybe you were a little too clingy. I don't know, Smoochie.
She just had a ghost you,
and I'm just saying because I'm like that. I can talk to a guy, but if he becomes too clingy and it's interfering with what I'm trying to do,
I gotta cut you off. That goes both ways, baby. Because I have women do that all day, every day.
There you go.
Shout out to all the women. Shout out to all the women out there that be bumper riding all the way in the DM. Ladies, do not let you move in traffic without hitting your bumper. Boom. Shout out to all the women when you go to Walmart.
I agree with that.
That's what it is.
But still, you should have. You should have los cojones.
I am.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't work out. You know what? I don't fear flow. Don't leave them just on the air like that because then the guy thinks and like, what did I do? Did I mess up?
Here's my rule. If I went on one little like coffee, whatever thing, I didn't feel your vibe, I'm not going to reply to you. Why? Because I already took the time to be with you.
You should get it.
I didn't feel a vibe. If you don't get that I didn't get the vibe, then it's on you. But like, let's say, okay, we go out for a month.
Faye tells mine's rolling right now.
I got a response. I'm ready.
But let's say we go out for a whole month and it's like us girls, we have already like something that we're looking for. But then you
have a list, baby.
I do have a list, but it's ugly to say a list. You know?
I don't care. I have a list, and that's exactly what I want.
But you invested
time connection with that person. Then
shout out to everybody with a list.
I say that. I say like, hey, I'm not feeling you. Bye.
Wow.
Everybody with a list.
You know,
shout out to you. I guess
switch your situation. You did say it was a couple months. I do think this girl should have had the balls. Can I say that?
She should have had the balls. Months.
to tell you, but you know what? She didn't, and baby, you just gotta keep going up. That's it. Wow.
Who cares?
It's her loss.
Who cares?
We ain't even tripping. If what you're looking for is a date, we got you. After Party Radio Show. We're gonna go ahead. Smoochie, where can they find you?
They can find me on Smoochie1 on Instagram. Smoochie1 Instagram, man.
You can hit up the After Party Radio Show. Say you're interested in going on a date.
So,
we got you.
So if there's ladies out there right now that want to throw the panties in the DM,
make
it happen.
Single ladies, single moms, you know, it's okay.
Hey, grandmas.
Two babies minimum, though.
And you have to have cellulite and stretch marks.
Exactly. If you don't have those guys, you're not a real woman.
Ashley, don't worry. I will make sure I approve
and
of her.
Please, if you have a low self-esteem and a real high credit score, hit me up on my DM.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, I'll take that.
7 and 20 up.
All right, you know what? We're getting
I'll take a shot to that, Devin. Hello. Salud. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, Smoochie, we're going to play a little game right now.
Equal opportunity out here.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to give you some lyrics, and you got to name that
song.
Should
I go to the bathroom to get ready?
I feel like you got to go to the baño and come right back after commercial break.
Yes.
All right. He's got to go recite real quick. No. Really?
And we back after the break right now.
Okay.
We back.
Lo prometido es deuda, Smoochie. You thought you were going to escape from this? You are not. We are going to play a quick little game called Name That Song.
Wow. All right.
So, Smoochie, I'm going to make... Here's the thing. I'm so nice, too. I'm so nice that I'm going to make it easy for you. I actually picked a couple songs from your genre.
Okay.
That are popular songs. So, if you get this wrong, especially this first one that I'm going to throw at you, I know she's going to be mad at you.
Okay.
Look, there's a clue right there. And I know she's going to be mad at you because I know y'all's relationship is cool. Here we go. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
A ver.
Si quieres a la cama, te lo llevo el desayuno como yo, ninguno.
Wow. That was Karol G, I think.
Are you sure?
Si quieres el desayuno,
si quieres a la cama, yo te llevo el desayuno como yo, ninguno.
It's hard when you don't sing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point of it. No, that's the point.
You gotta sing it.
You gotta find it.
Can I hear a melody, please?
I'm gonna give you one more bar. Si quieres a la cama, yo te llevo el desayuno como yo, ninguno. Un caballero con 21.
Oh, come on.
That's Becky G.
Which one?
And Nati Natasha. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, I know.
No? What was it?
Give me that.
Hold on.
What?
What?
Idiot.
No. A mí me gustan mayores.
That was Nati Natasha.
That's only Becky G.
Oh,
and Bad Bunny.
Hey, I get 50% right there. 50% because I got it.
Look, I'm going to make this one so easy for you. Because I want you to win. Are you ready?
Do I win a car?
You're gonna win a hamster Kia Soul.
Win another shot. All right, ready?
All right.
Arranca pa'l carajo pa' mi cuerpo no te necesita.
Damn, it's so harder when like there's no melody. Yeah, like
it's like the lyrics only.
Yes.
Tú eres pasado y el pasado nunca vira. Arranca pa'l carajo, mi cuerpo no te necesita.
Damn.
I know you know this.
I know this too.
Tu cuerpo no te necesita.
You know it. I know you know it.
It's like think about that.
Let me see. Think about that girl that ghosted you. What would you want to do to her?
Ooh. His kids are here. He can't say that.
Tú eres pasado y el pasado nunca vira.
Can I use my 50-50? Yeah, I mean, can I call?
Do you know which one to say?
Can
it's your lifeline.
I actually don't know, and I feel like I know.
You guys know it.
I do know it.
I feel like she step knows it.
All right, let me see. Tú eres el pasado y el pasado nunca vira. Arranca pa'l carajo. Mi cuerpo no te necesita. We're not happy.
I was a C average in high school.
That applause was for Steph. And y'all,
hashtag Stephanie winning for 2020.
Wow.
Vote for Stephanie 2020.
All right, listen.
Shout out to Stephanie in the building. Doing big things in these streets.
Smoochie. I should have used Stephanie for like, you know, for this.
Smoochie.
Hey.
No help on this one. Because if you don't get this one, I'm going to be disappointed. Because you've been in the reggaeton game for a minute.
There's a lot of pressure on this one.
And I'm only 22.
This song put reggaeton on the map. You're... Fatal just dropped his drink.
Somebody bring the chloro so we can clean the carpet.
He gotta go. Fatal, what's going on with you?
Hold on. Idiot. I'm sorry. Yep.
Fatal, cut him off.
Go ahead.
Steph, take the bottle.
Idiot.
Wow. That's okay. Right. Good night.
All right, here we go.
Hey, good thing that Jamie is like see-through.
Wow. Here we go. So this song, listen, pay attention.
If it's not Gasolina, yeah, I mean, I'm
If it's not Daddy Yankee, you don't want to hear it.
She gave it away. How did you know? You didn't even.
That was you know, right here.
If it's not Daddy it's Yankee, so we don't want to hear that.
A ella le gusta.
La gasolina, Daddy Yankee. Probably, there you go.
If it's not Daddy Yankee, we don't want
to
hear that.
You saw that.
I got to pour another shot out.
He just knew. He put Daddy Yankee. Shout out to Daddy Yankee.
Shout out to old reggaeton. Yes. Because that's my favorite.
But you know what? Daddy Yankee put reggaeton. I want to say Daddy Yankee put reggaeton on the map.
What do you mean you want to say? That's the truth.
I don't think
Jay
Bad Bunny and Jay Balvin say otherwise.
Those are the new pioneers.
They're new, but Daddy Yankee definitely put them
on the map.
But we're not talking only about Daddy Yankee. When we speak about old reggaeton, I get sensitive.
Rakim y Ken Y.
We're talking about Zion and Lennox. No, we're talking about Farruko. We're talking about Don Omar. We're talking about Wisin y Yandel.
Yeah, they were hard.
So those are like all OGs, I want to say.
But guys, let me tell you, Daddy Yankee is the only one that's been in the game from the beginning.
From the beginning until now. Still relevant.
Is it safe to say that Daddy Yankee is like the Tupac of reggaeton?
Yeah, it's safe to say.
He's a Tupac of reggaeton.
You're right.
He's the biggest of New York. I don't know.
Definitely, Daddy Yankee and Don Omar were both up there. They were both up there, and I think that.
But Don Omar had like his drama with like personal life. All right, Daddy Yankee.
I'm sad. This is the last one for real because you didn't even let me give you lyrics on that one.
Because mami, yo tengo el flow.
Listen. This is like a newer one, so I know you have to know this one.
Si no es azul de J Balvin.
No es. Are you ready?
Hey, Bad Bunny.
Sé que te va a ir bien, pero no te quiere como yo te quiero. Puede que no te haga falta nada como yo.
I didn't even know that one.
Puede que no te haga falta nada, aparentemente nada.
Aparentemente.
No.
Vete. Give me a flow again.
It's easy.
Listen, sé que te va a ir bien, pero no te quiere como yo te quiero. Puede que no te haga falta nada, aparentemente nada.
Aparentemente nada.
No, andas mal.
Didn't I say it was 50-50?
Hey, you're doing good.
Nah, he got like one out of the three.
Wow,
you know what?
I guess one before you said it.
That's the only one you got, baby.
He's doing good, but you know who ain't doing good? The Lakers, man. You know
wow,
what I'm saying?
Bro. Hey, guys, I actually said it. The Lakers will win it on six.
I don't know what's going on with the Lakers, bro. I was in the Bay last night watching it. Even like the Warrior fans were like disappointing the Lakers. Like, yo, how do y'all blow that?
Bro, I don't know. Even Snoop Dogg was upset.
Even Warrior fans were like, damn,
Snoop
bro,
was
really?
Upset.
Dude, Uncle Snoop was mad. You saw what he put on his Instagram? He was like, he threw a message to Green. He's like, if you're shooting 23%, why the hell you're going to shoot a three-pointer? Go for a two and just take it overtime. That's what it was.
LeBron should put his nuts in the other dude's face, bro, and just dunk the ball and called it a day.
LeBron was just too tired, bro.
T-bag, Lipton style.
Too tired, bro. I'm a Clipper fan, so yeah, I mean, it's all good, though. Yeah, I mean, it's all good.
I don't know if I agree with you on that one, bro.
That's where the interview ends.
We got a guy around here named...
We appreciate you so much for coming out. We hope you had fun.
We have a guy around here named Asian Kev. He a Clipper fan. You don't see him around anymore.
Wow.
I'm about to get this carpet like a good old... shampoo.
Wow. No, bro. It's okay. Leave it. That way it has like good memory stains.
Yes. Wow. As long as it's Jameson, it's the only thing I'm going to let slide.
Wow.
If it was like Captain Morgan
it's
or something.
It's actually tequila. It's clear. We're good.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Let me tell you guys, I'm having a great time here, guys.
Thanks for coming by, bro.
This is a pretty good show, guys. This is a pretty good show. First of all,
we be chilling. Good.
We be chilling like a villain on penicillin. Hello.
Pretty good's underestimated.
This is a really good show. Let me just say, this is a good show. Guys, let me tell you, this is a good show. Like,
thank you.
I'm here that having a great time. I'm having a great time, guys. Like, you guys should be on like Monday to Friday show, guys.
We're working right now. We're every Sunday on 105.9 in Sacramento. We expanding though, and who knows, man? We already working on other markets. We're gonna start small but grow big, right?
All right, there you go, bro.
Before you leave, let's put some good energy out to the world. What's something that you want to give, like an advice or something that for other kids or other young people that are aspiring to be in the level that you are now?
Yes. Guys, let me tell you real quick. Where's the camera at? Right there. Look at them, straight in the eye. Let me tell you guys. Yeah, I mean, if one door closes, that doesn't mean your dream is over. You know what? Go around that door and knock on other doors. Because you know what? 10 doors can tell you no, but one of them will say yes.
Yes, and she said yes, and then I was at Planned Parenthood next day, bro.
And you know what?
You know,
like I said, my respects to you. You're a dad, and that never
she's in love with me.
Kids,
though.
No, but listen, that up, dog. No, because I really kids. Do admire. Her. I don't want kids.
She wants to be your stepmom.
No.
She wants
no,
to be
no.
your stepmom yeah, I mean, over there, kids.
Hey, applications, I'm taking them right now.
No, but I'm just saying because a lot of the times, you know, you got people that are out here saying like, I can't do it. My kids are stopping me. I don't have the time. Don't let that stop you ever. No, like, though, bring your kids along and follow your dreams and make it happen. Like, he's an example of that. And man, when you want something, nothing can stop you. That's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, she wants me and she has me next to her.
Wow.
Real talk. I feel like there's a lot of, she might have dropped the egg during this interview.
Who I knows? Dropped my drink. That's about she, it.
The moment that's she, the, it, that's boy, why what? She dropped, that's why she dropped the drink, because she dropped the egg. She's like, boop.
Nah, Smoochie and I have been friends
bloop,
for
bloop,
years.
Bloop, bloop.
I got a lot of love for him.
That's bloop, what it, no, this I is what happens.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't.
This is what happens. This is what happens when guys drink alcohol. Yeah, they're testosterone and
you
their ego run
go.
High.
Wow. Smoochie's gotta go.
I don't like how I'm being judged right now. Like, Judy's in the room.
Exactly.
Why? Where's Mathis? Where's Judge Mathis at? Is he here? Because I feel like I'm being judged.
It's facts.
I mean, I'm just waiting for Stephanie to do a show. You know what I mean?
I'm glad everybody that's watching right now can see this outfit because it's very luxurious.
She's performing or she's not performing? That's what
she
I'm
needs
saying.
To be at the halftime show
what
at the Super Bowl.
Every day, of my life is a performance.
Wow,
woo. That's what I'm talking about. Shout out to the exes that lost that. Hello. Anyways, where can they follow you on social media?
On Smoochie1, and if you need a lawyer, hit on my girl Josie. Yeah, you know I mean, she will get.
I got
get
the right outfit
every-
on today.
Josie, killing in these streets, yo.
I don't
hey, I'm
saying.
Guys, thank you very much. I had, you know what, guys, lo voy a decir en español. Me divertí mucho. I had the blast here, guys. You know what I mean, guys?
Fatel.
I know his name.
What's yeah, Fatel.
Wow, Fatel, Stephanie, Josie. Guys, thank you very much for inviting me, guys.
Appreciate you.
You know what I mean, guys? This is the best. This is one of the best shows right here, guys. You know what I mean? Shout to that.
We are here. It's the After Party Radio Show.
Appreciate you, Smoochie.
Let's get it.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. It's B.I.G. Sean, man. Finally famous, bitch.
Hey. After the show, it's the After Party.
Son, man, it's the After Party. We popping bottles. Woo! It's finally famous. It's good music, man. Come on, act like you know something, boy. I do it.